All right, it's rolling now. I'm watching the King of Pop. It says here, Michael Jackson, 1958 to 2000. Bells at Minneapolis City Hall will ring in tribute at 11:30 a.m.
You have to be kidding.
That's what it says. I'm reading it right off the screen as we speak.
So, what, are we going to ring the bells for Ed Gein at noon?
Exactly.
Are you kidding?
Why doesn't Farrah get a bell?
Yeah, exactly. She had her bell rung already.
I think they're going to actually ring the bell for each kid that he molested.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be all day.
Yeah, it might go on for a while.
An whole day affair. Yeah, maybe Pass knows something about it. We get all the Pass salt. He might know something about it.
Did you hear the World Climatological Society has issued a wind alert this morning?
No.
Yeah, all of the children across the world let out a collective sigh of relief.
But he never got at them.
I've got them all. I've got more.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, the funeral, will they have the kids with veils over their face, like little blankie?
Will... I don't know. Will the man who looks like the spawn of the devil and Little Richard show up, his father? Joe's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
God, he's an evil-looking man, isn't he?
Well,
just looking at him.
One of them said last night that he was trying to escape because they put the two photos, they morphed him in, you know how they morphed him into the other?
Yeah.
And it's the same person, and he was having all of this plastic surgery to try to get away from looking like his dad.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think he looked like his dad.
I do not know what the family's intentions are yet. I certainly will be in touch. But whatever their intentions, I remember when we suddenly, without warning, lost James Brown. I brought him back to the Apollo. I don't know if his family will send Michael back, but we will memorialize him here, and I will be wherever he is to thank Michael Jackson for never forgetting us.
That is unbelievable, man.
Never forgetting us? He tried to be a white guy. What are you talking about? Vitiligo my ass. Never forgetting us? He forgot everybody.
When Terry called last night, at that very moment they were showing the scenes from, as they're talking, you know, almost crying, Ann Curry on NBC. She's almost in tears, talking about how sad it is. At that very moment, they're showing him holding the baby over the balcony, and then they cut to the scene of him trying to baby bottle feed Blanky with a veil over his head, and he was so nervous and so out of sorts that his both feet were shaking violently.
So
was Blanky named after the Blanky song? Do you remember the song Blanky?
Yeah, I remember the song.
It was a really sweet little song.
I don't know why his name is Blanket.
I bet that's why.
Well, maybe. I have a question for you, a classic rock question for you. Who now owns the Beatles catalog?
Probably still him.
He still owns 50%.
No, I'm saying now that he's died, who will get that?
Well, this is why this is going to be...
Maybe.
If you saw the that statement that Jermaine or whatever, one of the other ones made, they'll turn it into a complete circus because now the other ones will have a career again, and they'll, you know, all of the Jackson 5 records will sell, so they'll make a couple 3 cents again on each.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome up on stage the Jackson 4. Doesn't have the same ring.
But they said it will be tied up in court for years because he still owns half of that. I didn't know this. He also owns a majority of the collection of Eminem now.
He does?
Yeah. But he's a half a billion dollars in debt. So there's going to be all sorts of court cases going on, and it'll be just one huge circus act.
So no one will get anything. It'll all go to pay off debt, won't it?
I would imagine, if he's a half a billion
dollars. My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m. It is believed he suffered cardiac arrest in his home. However, the cause of his death is unknown until results of the autopsy are known. His personal physician, who was with him at the time, attempted to resuscitate my brother, as did the paramedics who transported him to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. At the hospital at approximately 1:14 p.m., a team of doctors, including emergency physicians and cardiologists, attempted to resuscitate him for a period of more than 1 hour, and they were unsuccessful. Our family requests that the media please respect our privacy during this tough time. And may Allah be with you, Michael, always. Love you.
That's Jermaine.
Jermaine, Daddy's Home, Jackson.
Yes.
He had the one hit, didn't he?
No, he had two. Do What You Do.
Do What You Do. I don't know if I know that one. I'm not certain. But I did see Michael Jackson perform once. The one thing you would have to say about the man is he did know how to entertain people.
He was unbelievable.
He was. He's a great dancer. He knew how to sing. He's just a great entertainer. A series of songs written or popularized by Michael Jackson will play on the bells at the Minneapolis City Hall at 11:30 this morning.
What?
That is not a lot. They're actually going to play the bells at City Hall.
I'm getting calls that apparently they do this every Friday.
That they play some Michael
sort of
Jackson?
No. Some sort of music every Friday.
Well,
downtown,
if they do it every Friday, then...
But this is a tribute, though. This is a separate deal. A series of songs written or popularized by Michael Jackson will play on the bells at Minneapolis City Hall in tribute to Michael Jackson.
I wonder if they'll play Farrah's song.
What's that?
The one you played earlier.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's
the
a
duet.
Beautiful.
Do they all have to be child molesters to get played on the bells at the city of Minneapolis?
Yes.
Oh, Gary Glitter only had so many songs.
That sounds good on the bells. That'd be fun to listen to. Hey! Yeah. That's great. That's great there, Gary. Last night, Michael Jackson had the best show ever, a rehearsal at Los Angeles Staples Center. Sources tell me he was thrilled about the show and very excited about his upcoming London shows. Well, not anymore. That's right out, if you know what I'm saying. Michael Jackson died. What time did he die? Yesterday afternoon sometime?
2:26, wasn't it? Or no, 4:26 our time.
So 2:26 California time.
Yes.
And he died at UCLA Hospital, I believe. The
Ronald Reagan.
Another strange deal. They said that once he was at the hospital, arrived DOA.
Right.
His doctor, a series of doctors, nurses, specialists, everything else, they tried for an hour to revive him.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody else there at the hospital need some treatment or anything?
Well, I'm sure they had people on staff.
So after an hour, you're going to bring him back and he's brain dead and, you know, he'll be... Why? What?
But he wasn't even breathing when he got to the hospital, was he?
No, they're
weren't they working on him all the way there?
As the final picture, world exclusive, is up on 92kqrs.com.
Right.
And no kidding, it really is. It's the last picture of him being led out of his mansion into the ambulance. They're breathing for him. He was dead on arrival at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, and they tried for an hour to revive him.
I still can't believe he's dead. I mean, I believe he's dead, but it's still, when you say Michael Jackson died, it's weird.
Can we connect with some live audio real quick?